Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The major reason why the Chiefs made mistakes was because of the Houston Texans. All right, let's get to our guy, Dom. Dom is in the building. Go ahead and kick this thing off, Dom. What do you think? You think the Texans took that game, or you think it was more that the Chiefs lost it?
Let's go, boys. The Texans absolutely took that game. We walked into that dump. The Arrowhead hit him right in the mouth. Dom from Jersey's live on the drive. That defense was swarming, show. It was the goddamn Bulls on parade. Seven was special. He wasn't perfect. He missed some throws, but he made some big plays. 12 was special. Shout out to Woody Marks, man. He was a workhorse. And shout out to Kamari Lassiter. Absolute dog. Believe it or not, there was a coach out there that was worse than Nick Taley. His name is Andy Reid. To go for it on 4th and 1 on your own end of the field was insane. And then on top of it, You avoid him all game, and you're going to throw at the best cornerback in the NFL, Derek Stingley. How dare you insult me like that by going at 24 like that? I hope you learned your lesson last night. The Houston Texans want all the smoke. Dom from Jersey wants all the smoke. Whoever, whenever, bring it, baby. Let's go, Texans.
All right, love the call, Dom. Holy smoke. Stop cussing, Dom.
Yeah, if you weren't so good, you'd have got hung up on
I'll
right
tell
there,
you,
Dom.
Man. I'm trying to give you some feeling. 713-572-4610. No, I listen. Yep, I think I agree with you. I think at least for that decision, that decision was the worst thing in the game. But Nick Cayley's was repeated. I don't think it ever got fixed. Even on the drive, they scored a touchdown. It took C.J. Stroud throwing on the cape and being a hero. Strathouse. You got to, I don't know, man, you're right. You got to take one of them away, right? You got to either just flat double team Chris Jones and not allow him to get there, or you got to have Andrews to do something with the blitz.
Yeah.
He was allowing both of it to happen, every single time. It was.
Well, they do a really nice job with Chris Jones in a sense of, I watched him whoop Andrews' ass, then he bumped over and whooped Ingram's ass, and then he bumped outside and wanted some of Trent Brown. That was three consecutive plays. But when it comes to, doubling him, we've talked about this before. I literally was like, thank you, Chris Jones, for going outside. I invite Chris Jones. Anybody that wants to go out to the edge and instead of be that force on the inside, I invite you to go outside. You actually do me a favor when you do that. But the point is he makes it really difficult to zero in on him because he moves around so much. So do you plan on helping inside with a back? Do you plan on helping outside with a tight end? Do you need to help your tackles versus your guard center? There's a lot that goes into that. So that part, the Chris Jones dynamic part of it is, you could be as prepared as you want to. the way they move Chris Jones around and the caliber player he is, when he wants to turn it on, you ain't stopping him. It don't matter. And I mean, you can dedicate a double team to him every time if he's on the inside.
Not that bad.
I mean, yeah, no, it was. I mean, batting passes. I mean, harassing.
I'm just like he just can't go at that point. He can't go 1-on-1 with Andrews. That can't happen. Like
no,
I mean,
I agree with that.
He just left. That can't be 1-on-1 with Andrews. Cannot
and Ingram the next snap.
And then Ed, it was rough. Yeah, Ed was. I think Titus may be the only one I don't remember him just destroying because he sure got Ursary too. He came around the corner on Ursary's ass. All right, 713-572-4610. Get in as the Texans are 8-5 right now in the playoffs. Corey, did you feel like the Texans won that game, tipped that game, or did you think the Chiefs more lost it?
Texans went in there and won that game.
There you go.
December, right? It's December. Their season's on the line. We're trying to get a wild card spot. We're in freaking Arrowhead Stadium, only game on TV. And we went in there and our defense showed up and they swarmed. Number 7 made some fantastic throws, even though you missed some. That 3rd and 16, that was a big boy throw, dude. CJ stood in the pocket, took the lick, and threw a dart to Higgins. And then our defense, we made Travis Kelce fumble. We made Travis Kelce fumble. And we got the interception, and then we had a lot of hits. When Rice got hit, I didn't even think he was going to get up. Our defense was hitting all night, and I was proud to be a Texan. And I also want to say, Sean, I didn't forget that you predicted the Chiefs to win 23-13 on Sunday. That was wrong. Go Texans, here we go, Bulls on parade, and we'll be out.
That I was incredibly wrong. I'll be honest, I did not think the Texans were ready to go in there and win that game. Did not think they were. They were certainly ready, especially defensively, to go and make plays. They made plays. They made plays, and the Chiefs didn't. And repeatedly. Plays that were there. We talked about all those throws that CJ made rolling out. Higgins caught the ball. Rashee Rice didn't catch the ball. Noah Gray couldn't catch the ball. Kelce had another drop in there. Didn't catch the ball, right? They had 8 drops in that game. They didn't. They made plays. They made plays offensively, defensively in a way that the Chiefs didn't. Someone texted in, come on, guys. The Chiefs lost that game. There's no way any of you all thought the Texans were winning that game until Andy Reid went for it. I ain't going to say that. I certainly thought at 10-10, the Chiefs' offense was moving it better than the Texans' offense was. But, I mean, You could see a turnover happening either side. So I felt like it was even. I would say the Chiefs had momentum, but I'm not going to sit there and say that I thought for sure they were going to. If they ever got up, they ever got a score, right? Like if they were up leading and then Andy would probably play it conservative. Yeah, then maybe. But no, at 10-10, I didn't think.
Look, our offense was completely overwhelmed. They were going absolutely nowhere. They clearly, Kansas City had the momentum. Clearly you're watching that game, and if you had to bet the game at 10-10, the way our offense was playing, nobody in their right mind was betting the Texans in that moment. You look at it, our defense was having a hell of a night, obviously, against Pat Mahomes. But if you're in that third quarter, beyond halftime, their defense was overwhelming our offense. Their offense was actually, they weren't having a ton of success, but they weren't overwhelmed by what the Texans were doing. As you mentioned, Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter were kept at bay, relatively speaking.
Yeah, they scored. They scored their first 2 drives.
Yeah, it looked like the scheme, the game plan that Andy had. Moving the pocket and then accompanied with coupled with Pat's ability to manipulate the pass rush. I mean, they had some decent answers to give him some chances. It was going to be a long day against our defense, any way you slice it. But they had a decent plan. If I'm Andy Reid and Pat, I think they let a good chunk of the game go by without getting Rashee Rice involved in the game more than they already had. I thought that was pretty interesting because it was working. The quick stuff, the quick swing screens and stuff they were doing with him was working early on. And so not getting him involved was interesting a little bit more. But really, their plan was –
Teams really like to try to take shots on the Texans.
Yeah, because they're there. You watch the film, they're there.
Even with their alignment issues, they were that seemed to be a lot of the game plan.
Yep.
Well, and
is what we're going to watch the film. And I know I already saw it on the TV copy one time. And this is what opponents do, right? Josh, especially opponents like Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen. What they do is they go to the sideline after getting sacked or having to go 3 and out and not converting to 3rd and 14 or something. You go to the sideline and somebody hands you them little printouts, or you look, I guess nowadays you look at your iPad, right?
Yeah.
And you look at your iPad and you go, gosh dang, man, if I just had another split second, man, look at number one running down the sideline all by himself. Man, look at Hollywood running across the field all by himself for a 40-yard gain. Gosh dang, if I just had a split more. So you go back out there and you're like, I'm gonna figure out a way to get another split second because I know I got guys open down there. Next thing you know, you're in third and 14 again. That's what gets those kind of guys. Those kind of guys, Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, there's just some of the same things we've talked about C.J. Stroud doing, and it just like the desire to go make those big plays because you can and you have for a big chunk of your career takes you out of sorts, and that offense is a tough way to play offense against this defense.
All right, Southside Al, let's get you on here. Southside Al, go ahead, man. Do you think the Texans took that game or the Chiefs lost it?
Well, you know this run, and what's up, Clint? Shout out to Tyler. You know, the Texans won the game. That's what they did. I'm going to come at this with a different angle, Ron. I think Buffalo tried to do the same thing when we played them. You go back and look at the tape. They went for it on fourth on their side of the field. Unfortunately, they got it. But what I'll say is about this is, Andy Reid, I shout out to y'all's show, man. Ain't nobody said enough, man. Y'all call the truth, man, and great show, man. I give y'all a tip my hat. Because Chris Collinsworth, we had the ball in the fourth quarter run with a minute or something left. He studied with saying the game ain't over and we in field goal range. This is what happens in life, Clint. Sometimes people can have so much expectations on you, what they do with Patrick Mahomes. They think still that he was going to be able to pull that out and he was going down by 10. He wouldn't give up then. If Wale get the ball at the 5, Chris Collinsworth said he probably haven't took a snap in the offense practice, and the man going slow, then he shut up. Man, I'm so sick of these commentators, man. But this is what I say, Ron, and I hang up and listen. What happens is nobody talking about this, Clinton. I told you last night. Ron, it wasn't 20 points. It could have been easily 27 because the first drive, we put 7 on the board. But we had to take it off because the offensive line created a penalty. Bad setup on the line, and they called the 7 back from Schultz. Schultz can't call a good call. Schultz crossed the middle for 6, but we had a penalty, so they erased that. So what I say is this here, man. It's a lot can be pointed to the game, but you have to realize one thing, Clint. Check this out. Kansas City was down 10-0 after 2 halves of a football game. That's uncharted territory from them. They had 0 at the half, and they caught themselves trying to hustle back and get a win. That's not happening with the Texas 20-25 defense. You can't do that. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, you can't win like that. So start it from the top, and I hang up and get y'all take.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Appreciate the call. Listen, man. As I said before, someone texted in, shows making excuses. The Texans only lost the third quarter. I've come out and said I think the better team won the game. They were the better team. I think the only advantage there that the Chiefs had was Spags and Chris Jones. And that almost that almost spun the thing around. But no, the Texans made plays.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.